This coronavirus hysteria must be driving people nuts. That must be why they want toilet paper, I would have thought. But you've heard experts on this program say that for 95% of us, it's no worse than a cold or flu. The problem is there is no vaccine. That's the problem. And I repeat, last year 900 Australians died from the common or garden flu. Over 300 were hospitalised. No one blinked. 900 died. But the world is not going to end. You're sick for 3 or 4 days and that's it. People with low immune systems are at risk. But the issue is, it is highly contagious. And we should all be doing our best to avoid getting sick. So an outfit like Qantas needs to be held to account if they fail to protect their staff from exposure. I spoke last month to the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, Michael Caine. At the time, there were major concerns for a Qantas worker who'd been stood down after alerting others of their rights, that is, before they boarded direct flights to and from China. Well, their concerns have today been validated. This morning I've been sent a report by Safe Work New South Wales, who recently investigated the health standards on Qantas domestic and international planes. Alan Joyce is good at getting himself plenty of publicity and speaking on a range of fronts and speaking as if everyone in Qantas agrees with what he is saying, when the reality is they're too frightened to speak out. This report from Safe Work New South Wales is scathing of the airline Qantas. Michael Caine is back on the line this morning from the TWU. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
So this report confirms that your workers had every right to be concerned.
Absolutely it does, Alan. I mean, we're horrified, we're frustrated and we're outraged. We're horrified because this is the main regulator in New South Wales and it's issued a report essentially stating that Qantas has put passengers and workers at risk to exposure to this virus because of the shoddy way that it's directing its planes to be cleaned. Now, the details will sicken anyone who's flown any Qantas flight in the last little while.
But now, your crew member who's been stood down for voicing health and safety concerns remains stood down.
He does indeed, and we've written to the company.
Is he being paid?
He's being paid, but he's been stood down.
Right.
The optics of that, Alan, were what you pointed out a few weeks ago.
Yes.
If you stand someone down, then people feel frightened to raise issues for fear that they're going to be punished.
Absolutely right. Frightened to be punished. There's a whole heap of people who don't agree with what Alan Joyce articulates in the media, speaking on behalf of Qantas, and the board allows all of this. This whole woke stuff is out of control. The report from Safe Work New South Wales doesn't miss. It says this, quote, "Workers and other Qantas employees may be exposed from the inadequate system of work used to clean planes that have transported passengers with an infectious disease." And I understand, Michael, am I right, they've ordered Qantas to improve their workplace standards by March 30. So your crew member was perfectly legitimate in what he was raising.
Alan, if they listened to this worker all those weeks ago, they would have consulted, they would have had protective equipment in place, they would have assessed the risk, put systems in place to minimise it, they would have engaged a hygiene expert, as SafeWork says is necessary. They'd done none of that, and all because they didn't want to listen, they just wanted to push through.
Well, correct. Now, hang on. The CEO, Alan Joyce, said last month that his planes are, quote, a lot safer and a lot cleaner than being in a restaurant or an office. The report from Safe Work New South Wales says workers and other Qantas employees may be exposed from the inadequate system of work used to clean planes that have transported passengers with an infectious disease. Improve your workplace standards by March 30. What happens to all the workers who've been on Chinese planes since the outbreak of January?
Well, this is an important question. And what happens to the passengers now who will be hearing this news and thinking that they've flown Qantas and they can't have the confidence? I mean, this is a horrific report. Some of those details there, Alan, I'll leave it in your hands as to whether you even want to put them on air, but they are horrific. And this is a company that has frustrated its workforce because it simply imposed its views. It's got its own paid doctor to give a green light to this stuffer going ahead. It failed to listen to this worker. And in those circumstances, when you're not listening to your workforce, that is the greatest safety danger there is, and that has been vindicated through this Safe New South Wales.
Absolutely. Michael, I had an email yesterday from a Qantas employee who had to remain anonymous. He said he arrived at work yesterday morning only to be told, she arrived at work only to be told she'd be working on a plane with passengers that had been in quarantine on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. She was frightened about speaking up over fears she could end up like the worker who's been suspended indefinitely. And these employees are expressing legitimate concerns but are frightened to do so with their employer. What kind of show are we running here? And this bloke's idolised, glorified and endorsed everywhere you turn, Alan Joyce.
Yes, and the spin that comes out, even again this morning in the press, the spin about, don't worry, our planes are fantastic, beautifully clean, we disinfect all the screens. That's just not consistent with what we've seen today. And this culture, Alan, that you called out over a month ago, you put it to the Prime Minister, Alan, this culture is something that has to end, because the one thing the company cannot get away from today, as we're on this show, is that if they had listened to this worker rather than standing him down, these systems would have been in place right now.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, and we won't let it rest there, Michael, but that's it for now. Thank you for your time. We'll stay in touch.
Thanks, Alan.
That's Michael Caine. He's the Secretary of the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union. Alan Joyce, eh? Report from Safe Work New South Wales. I'll have more to say about that in the next 24 hours.